The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic, spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I am good. Much and all, as I want to talk about the iPhone 12 and whether I should get one.
We're going to talk about
that's for tomorrow. I'm going to hold on to it. I hold on to all of my thoughts. The majority of us rely on some form of technology in our day-to-day lives. And there's this initiative you want to talk about, TechSpace, works to teach children to build solutions for the future. Now, like most events that would normally happen in the real world, this was thrown all up in the air, wasn't it? And instead, it's gone digital and is all online and is working fabulously as a result.
Yeah, so this is going to take place on October 28th. And this is an important programme, and it's an initiative that I have followed and supported over the last number of years, because what they do is they go around the country and they teach programmes in STEAM, computer science and digital creativity. And as you know, Jonathan, I am a big fan of tech in the classroom, tech in the home. When it's done right, it can have incredible benefits, because these are skills that will stand to our young people forevermore. And as I mentioned, TechSpace is one of the programmes that goes around the country to teach both students and teachers how to engage with the technology. Jen Hasnan is the programme manager, and she told me a little bit more about it.
So TechSpace is a creative education programme that is managed by a social enterprise called Camara Education Ireland. It was founded in around 2013 with the view that every young person in Ireland should have equal access to creative education through technology. So it was really important for Camara Education Ireland to start to engage with the youth organisations and schools around the country that were providing educational support to young people who, for different reasons, and in many cases, don't actually have equal access to education. So whether it's a rural disadvantage or a socioeconomic disadvantage, or in some cases, access within a formal education setting doesn't particularly suit a young person, we've kind of been there to support youth workers and teachers who are supporting young people to be able to access creative technology projects and creative opportunities for them to engage in STEM and digital creativity. There's kind of no way to deny right now that we're living in a digital age, and that young people have access to creative technology and access to technological tools everywhere they look. And in many cases, they're going to really have to rely on that for their career and for their future careers. It's kind of no longer really a choice for us in terms of the education sector in Ireland and the youth sector. We have to equip ourselves to be able to support young people to be able to engage in technology and to understand it, and not just be consumers of technology for the future, but also be the creators. And I think it's also really important for them to have critical faculties around their use of technology and to be educated of its potential positive uses for society and for their own careers and their own futures as well.
So that's what it's all about. But in terms of day-to-day teaching, what exactly goes on, Jess?
Well, the beauty of this, Jonathan, is that it varies massively depending on what the school or youth work group needs. Over the years, I've spoken to teachers who are now teaching code based on the learnings from this event in their classrooms. Others are teaching things like filming and editing. But I recently spoke to Tracy Moore, who's a service manager at Youth Work Ireland Midlands, and she told me a bit about her involvement.
Well, we started back in early 2018, where we secured an Inver grant through TechSpace and Camara to start our first hub, our first TechSpace hub. And that started in Mullingar. So we took an approach from that point to train as many of our youth workers as possible so that they would have a little bit more confidence doing STEAM and STEM activities with our young people. And that kind of grew very quickly over the space of about 18 months. I think we trained about 18 youth workers across all of our projects in County Offaly, Roscommon and Westmeath. And then the young people gradually started to get more confident doing different activities through either computer science or some soldering, some makey-makey stuff, some visual production. So it was very exciting for us. Professionally, and where I was at with Youth Work Ireland Midlands, I had been involved in a strategic partnership with Youth Work Ireland nationally, and it was an international programme looking at 21st century skills for young people. So that programme was called Skillet for Youth, and we were looking at developing a framework of tools and resources for youth workers and young people who were emerging from probably the school sector or possibly even graduating from college, and even those who were not in education, employment or training. And it fitted very well with where we were at in Midlands, because we work with many young people from disadvantaged areas, and a lot of our work is quite targeted. And because all of it is youth-led and needs-based, we found that this programme through TechSpace allowed us to do a range of activities that wasn't necessarily about developing IT skills in young people, but young people were getting huge outcomes in terms of leadership, teamwork, communication, maybe entrepreneurial skills, or skills that would make them employable. And we did that by using a lot of the activities that we could through STEAM. That was very relevant to where they were at, because youth unemployment has been such a massive issue for us. I know nationally, but certainly in the Midlands. And it led to a lot of programmes we did that way. So having the benefit of training through TechSpace gave us an added dimension to what we could do with these young people.
Well, Jess, that's a very positive outcome from the tech investment. There's lots of fun for the kids here. Do the teachers get something out of it as well?
Yeah, I really think they do, Jonathan. It's a huge part of this entire programme. We often hear how subjects are taught has a huge impact on the impression the kids have on them. But I think that's true of the teachers as well. Last year, obviously pre-COVID and all the rest, I was down at the convention centre at the ESB Creative Tech Fest, and I saw not only the pride of the teachers as the kids were talking about their projects, but also the fun that the teachers were having, showing off things like virtual reality and so on. I spoke to last year's winner of the ESB Creative Tech Fest. His name is Adam O'Quinnigan. He's a transition year student, and you're going to hear now the passion that he has for this type of work.
The very first time I ever submitted something to ESB Creative Tech Fest would have been about 2 years ago. Yeah, around this time 2 years ago. It was then that I submitted my first game to a competition ever. It was a small little game that I put a lot of time into. And I actually won the Dush Krohiokta Creativity Award in ESB Creative Tech Fest. And that was my very first time ever entering. So that was great. I then went on to win the Codor Sfiar Best Coder Award in TechFela. Then last year that I submitted my VR bowling game into ESB Creative Tech Fest. And I was fortunate enough to actually be given, I won ESB TechSpacer of the Year. Essentially, it's a VR, virtual reality. So you put on the headset and you have the controllers. So I made it to essentially simulate sports in general. So I started with bowling. It's going to be expanded upon to make a proper fledged, fully fledged game with all sorts of different sports. But anyway, I started with bowling. So my aim was obviously to make it as realistic as possible. And so that's why I chose to use the medium of virtual reality. You pick up the ball and you throw it. Very interactive. I tried to get as much interactivity out of it as possible. Coding really is my passion, and so really it's really hard to describe it, but the feeling when you act, when you really step back and look at everything you've done, is just fantastic. It's hard to, it doesn't, my words don't do it justice, but it's really amazing.
He's going to buy and sell us all, Jess, isn't he? I mean,
yes,
that is the
is.
Reality. Adam O'Quinnigan, TechSpacer of the Year 2019, a very successful gaming designer in his own right. Thank you for that. Jess, thank you. This is News Talk.